Hello and welcome to this week's Hotshot Town FC News, sponsored by Ascot Lawyers. I'm Richard Wyeth, and this week, new season starts with one win and one defeat, and a message from CEO Richard Lowe. On Saturday, it was the opening match of the new season in Empower League 2 with Oldshot Town away to Plymouth, where they secured a 2-0 win with goals from Troy Brown and a penalty from Josh Payne. On Tuesday evening, the Shots were at home to Exeter City and suffered a disappointing 2-1 defeat. Shots captain Ben Hurd is disappointed.
It's not good enough. 1-11, I don't think it was good enough today. It's a bit of a bolt out of the blue, to be honest with you. I didn't see it coming, but it's a shame because after Saturday's performance, you know, it's really a good, great opportunity early on to kick on in the season and to put your mark down on other teams and, you know, psychologically get a little bit of fear into other teams. But today, like I say, I didn't see it coming. Couldn't pass the ball 5 yards for the first 15 minutes. And they're a good footballing team, and you give them time and space on the ball, you're going to get punished. They've got good players. You know, they've got a thin squad, but they've got some good quality there. So disappointing, really. But Saturday's another game, and you know, have to move on.
This Saturday, 25th of August, the Shots entertain Cheltenham at the Ebb Stadium in Empower League 2. Kick-off 3 p.m. Goalkeeper Glenn Morris has joined the club on a 6-month contract as cover for Jamie Young, while the Shots' number one, Ross Warner, recovers from an operation. Also, defender Miles Anderson has signed on loan for 1 month from Blackburn. Oldshot Town CEO Richard Lowe has been giving his thoughts ahead of the new season on Shots Radio and has this message for the fans.
Be patient. It's still very, very important that the finances of the club are protected. But I just think for the first time ever, we can dare to be a little bit more ambitious than we have been. I mean, I would love it if we won the league. I've got every confidence in the on-field, off-field team that we've got here. But it wouldn't necessarily concern me if we didn't win the league from a businessman's point of view. I think we could do it and deal with it now, but it's still the finances of the club that's the most important thing.
And finally, tickets are available to see Spandau Ballet's Tony Hadley in concert to raise money for Sophia's Footsteps on 31st of August at Oakley Hall. There will also be comedy from Mike Osborne and a disco too. The evening is to raise money to help Sophia, who suffers from cerebral palsy, to reach her fundraising goal, which will send her to the US for a life-changing operation. Any money raised above what is needed will go towards the club improving disabled matchday facilities at the ground. For tickets, call Lisa on 07850 736 633. And that's this week's Oldshot Town FC News. I'm Richard Wyeth. Thanks for listening and have a brilliant bank holiday weekend. Oldshot Town FC News, sponsored by Ascot Lawyers. For the full services and to meet the team, go to ascotlawyers.co.uk.